Good morning, we're continuing Chayyadim, Simon, Akat Lama Beis, Simon Yudches. So he goes through some of the Seder of how the Kanim actually duchen, which is not defined how the Tzibra is going to do it, but they should be aware at least of the concepts. Lachash HaSayimu HaBracha, after the Kanim finished saying the Bracha of Asher Kiddushon B'Tzibra Shal Aharon. So, Oz HaTzibra, in the Tzibra, Amen, the Tzibra answers Amen. Was the chazan makar lehem mila b'mila, and the chazan or somebody else will call out to the kahanim word for word. So if the person who is calling it out should call it out from inside of a sefer, if it's the chazan, which is the standard practice in chutz lords, or if it's somebody else, which is the custom some people have in Eretz Yisrael. Whoever is reading it should be reading it from a sitter. Kneshal Yisbel Benor, he shouldn't get confused. So he has to read it out to them. So that's the person is davening for the Yamid. And Chutz Laretz, Hanyamtev, Musaf, he has to be Makri, he should read it from inside the sitter. The Simon Mor Lehem, the Loch is, and we have to say it to the Kahana. We have to tell them what to say. V'kibu Chazal, R'tolem R'shachar, Yakri Lehem Mila B'mila. Somebody else should read it to them. Okay. Now, the Nagim Medina Zelu is a fellow Tavis Yerechacho Makar Lehem. Awa Gav the Zelu Shach Tos. It's the first word. You usually get the first word right. Later on, you get confused. So the need to be Makra Yerechacho would seem to be minimal. But even so, our minig is to call it out. Because Shasai Mokhanim Yishmanecho, Adam Matibra Amen, Mchinach Apostle Shane Bivichunecho, Chem Apostle Shlishi Bishalom. So we answer Amen three times after each one of the Birchas Kahanim. Okay, Yud Simon Yates. Elo Tabisha Kahanim Hafkim Baham Ladorim Vitsofen. So most people do not necessarily notice because they're not looking at the Kahanim like they're supposed to. But the Kahanim will turn towards the different people in the Tzibur. They're facing towards the Tzibur, so they're facing west. But they will turn towards their hands and their whole body, north and south, while they're saying these words. You're saying Hashem should bless you. So all of these words, they're talking to the Tzibur. And Shalom is for the Tzibur. All of these words are in the second person. They're saying it facing the individual and speaking to him. So therefore they should encompass the whole Tzibur, so they move from side to side as well. Okay, well, Yenagnu b'Birchus Kahanim Ela Nigunechad Shleis Babalu. They should use the same tune for all three parts, and all the Kahanim should use the same tune. Otherwise, we're going to get the confusion of the different tunes will make the Kahanim end up saying the wrong words, possibly. Simon Chafalev. Eino Kahanim Hashem Nil Hachzor Penem Hachiyaschal Hashatz Sim Shalom. So the Kahanim have to stay facing the Tzibur until the Chazan starts Sim Shalom. If you notice, right after Duchening, many times the Chazan very quickly starts Sim Shalom. That's the halacha, that the Kahanim have to stay facing the Tzibur until he starts the next part, which is Sim Shalom. And therefore it's incumbent upon him to try and start that in the appropriate fashion and not wait. Now we will point out, however, that the Kohen, the Shliach Tzibur, should not start Sim Shalom until the Tzibur has finished answering Amen after Shalom. So a person davening for the Amen, it's important he should know that he should not start the next part of the Tefillah, which is Sim Shalom, until everybody has finished answering Amen after the Birchus Kahanim. So you want to not wait on one hand, you want to start expediently on that side, but on the other hand, you should not start too early. You have to make sure everybody finished saying Shalom. They cannot take their hands out of position until they turn back. And they should stay standing in the front until after the finishing of the bracha of Sim Shalom. The person who's the Shatz, the Baal Tefillah, finishes the bracha of Sim Shalom. He says, Hamavarech is Amoy Soba Shalom. The Tzibur finishes saying Amen, and then the Kohen can go back to their seat. The Mishabura adds that nowadays, which he means the Chutz Lord, where the custom was to say a blessing to the Kohen of Yasha Kayach, or Yasha Kakacha, for that which the Kohen duchened. Since you're not allowed to talk during Kaddish, to have the Kohen return their seats during Kaddish would be inappropriate, because what's going to happen is that people are going to say Yasha Kayach to the Kohen and talk during Kaddish. Therefore, it's appropriate for the Kohen to stay in position by the front of the Oren Kodesh, by the Duchen, until after Kaddish. This way, when people will give him the Baruch of Yasha Kayach, it'll be in a point in time until you're allowed to talk. Now, that's why if there's some need for the Kohen to leave earlier, he can do so, because it's not Mikra Din, it's just because of this Chashash, of the potential of being talking during Kaddish. It's a situation where the Kohen is the Baal Tekiah, and he needs to get back to his position by the bima to blow the shofar, so he can step off the duchen as soon as they finish the bracha of Hamavarech Tzamo Yisro Bashalom. But the kahanim should not leave their place prior to that point. So this is a question which comes up in Eretz Yisrael, where they duchen on a daily basis, and many times the kahanim do not stay up the front until after Sim Shalom. They started going back to the seat even earlier than that. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch is very clear about this, that the law is they shouldn't go back to their seats until after the Amen. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings another sheet which tells you a lot of go back to your seat after they finish Sim Shalom. Not, you don't have to wait for the main. They said to finish the Sibur, the Shliach Sibur, finishing to say Sim Shalom. But that the difference is just the word Amen. But to go back during the paragraph, the Shulchan Aruch does not bring such a shita that they're allowed to do that. Okay. I'll hold it here. Meanwhile, have a good day.